Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 New Yacht Massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it say yes. I wanna hear it say yes.
Uptown Massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it say yes. I wanna hear it.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful.
Ever living,
ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are the last country land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are the last country land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are the last country land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Shabbat Shalom, send
Shabbat
it Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send
Shabbat Shalom, send
Shabbat Shalom,
send
Shabbat Shalom, send
Shabbat Shalom,
send Shabbat Shalom.
Besma'ab, wawalid, wamenfesu kadus, ahadu
amlak,
ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besen bed
ken,
meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars. Full of stars.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shabbat.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidishanu B'mitzvotav V'zivanu Lehiot Ur Lagoyim Banatan Lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense.
As incense.
As incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice.
Send bet salam, send bet salam, send bet salam,
send bet salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
My advice to all. My advice to all. Advice to all. Advice. Is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say give unto Rastafari, yo, he might give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Here we have today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou.
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anna bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica, zangveid, 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 tahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangveid, 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 tahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre, Shamre, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barchem, Barchem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Atekta, Tamida, may your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvaka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'eh Le'ameka B'nei Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavir Ushma, Ushma, Ushaik Aden, Yodea, Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea, Ta Elumot, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malkuto, Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Bye.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Lecha todi, todi, todi. Lecha todi, likrat atala. Tenei Shabbat, nekapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha todi, likrat atala. Tenei Shabbat, nekapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad da ushmo echad echad. Wa hirubi uibi Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name.
His name, his name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad. L'chem u'ulati areta w'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kadodi l'ikrati akala, b'nei shabati n'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lecha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nekapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Jah Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing, in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekadoti likrati kala bene shabati in the Kabbalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet.
And praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready.
Up there in you.
Today's daily song, we have song. Hear today's song, Mizmor Adai. Mizmor Adai. Psalm 90. Hear, beginning book 4. Mizmor Adai. Psalm XC, Psalm 90. Tefillah le Moshe. Ish ha-Elohim, a prayer, tefillah, of Moses, le-Moshe, the man of God. Ish ha-Elohim, tefillah, le-Moshe, ish ha-Elohim. Hear the Aleph, the first verse, Psalm 90 and 1. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs, Solomon Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, where it reads, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord." Zevach Rishaim To'evat Yahuwah, the sacrifice of the wretched. Zevach Rishaim, of the Rishaim, of the wicked, To'evat Yahuwah, is an abomination to he who be, we be, is an abomination to Jehovah. Bil'am, Balaam, for example, was a wicked, a ratchet man who said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars," in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 23, verse 1. Vayomer bil'am il balak b'nei li bazeh shiva'at mi zibohot. And Balaam said to Balak, Vayomer bil'am il balak, build me here 7 altars. B'nei li bazeh shiva'ah mi zibichot. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "O wicked man, O wretched man, Rasha, shall I take offerings from thee?"
from the eye? Better is a handful of quietness. Ecclesiastes 4:6. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov amelo kaf nachat. Better is a handful of quietness. Tov amelo kaf nachat. That is to say, in my sight, the handful of fine flour that my children bring to me with their daily offering is better than all the sacrifices that thou wouldest offer up to me. They are an abomination to me. They are an abomination to I. Wherein do I delight? In the prayer of the upright, as is said, the sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to Jehovah, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Zevach rishaim to'evati yowa u'tefilata isharima rizfono. The sacrifice of the wicked, Zebach rishaim, is an abomination to Jehovah, to'evat yowah. But the prayer, tefillat, of the upright, Yisharim, is his delight, Ritzono. Zebach rishaim to'evat yowah, tefillata Yisharim, Ritzono. The upright, Yisharim, being Amo Yisrael, being the people of Israel. Hence, here, a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. Tefila L'Moshe Ish Ha Elohim. An exposition of a prayer of Moses, the man of Ha'Elohim. Tefillah L'Moshe Ish Ha'Elohim. Psalm 90:1. The Rebbeinu, the rabbis, and Rav Yehuda Bar Shimon Judah Bar Simon differed. According to Ha'Rebbanim, according to the rabbis and scholars of Torah, there were four who directed their prayers to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, after they had chided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after they had chided the Holy One, blessed be He, with their words. One, firstly, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, who said, now, after I had delivered the deed of the purchase, I pray to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. Vayetapalala Eliyahuwa Achrei Titiya Eta Sefera Ha Mikna Illa Baruch Ben Neiriya Lemor. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahweh, to Jehovah, to He who be, we be, saying, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chided HaElohim with his words. What had he said? Behold, the siege work, the Chaldeans are come to the city to take it. Here, Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 24. Hine ha solota ba'u ha'ir li lakdaha vi ha'ir nitna v'yada ha kasadim ha nilachamim aleha mipnei ha chereb ve ha raav ve ha davar va asher divarta haya ve hinka roeh. Behold the mounts that are come to the city to take it, to take her. And the city is given to the hand of the Kastim, the Chaldeans, the Chaldeans that fight against it, that fight against her, because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest. And here, Midrash note, Mizmor Sadai, Psalm 90. Why then should I have been told, what Yeremiyahu is saying here, the Midrash notice, why then should I have been told to purchase the field of Hanamiel? Secondarily, the second example, Habakkuk. Habakkuk directed his prayer to Philato, to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha-navi al Shigayono Yahuwah Shama'iti Shima'ika Yareiti Yahuwah Pa'alka Bikarev Shanim Chayehu Bikareva Shanim Todia Birogeza Rachem Tia Zikor. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigiono. Tefillah la Habakkuk ha navi al Shigiono. O Lord, I have heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid. O Lord, revive thy walk, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember compassion. Yahweh, Shama'iti Yashim Eka Yareiti. O he who be, who he be, Yahweh, Shama'iti. I have heard. Shim Eka Yareiti. I've heard the report of thee, of the eye, and am afraid and am reverent. Yahweh, O he who be, who he be, Jehovah, Pa'alka Dikreba Shanim Chayehu. O he who be, who he be, revive thy walk, thy work, in the midst of the years, revive it, revive thy work. Bikareb shanim chayehu, bikareb shanim todiah, in the midst of the years, make it known, todiah. Birogeza rachem tizikor. In wrath, remember compassion. Birogez rachem tizikor. But what had he said previously? I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh Shema'iti Shimeka Yareiti. And here, Midrash note, I have heard thy speech Midrashno, about the terrors of the Chaldee, of the Chaldee, the Chaldee, the Chassidee invasion. Yahweh Shema'iti Shim'ika Yareti. And thirdly, David directed to Filato his prayer, Elotu, to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said, a prayer of David, even in Psalm 17, Hebraically the first verse, a prayer of David. And here, the superscription, Mizmor Yod Zain, Yud Zain, Psalm 17, Psalm XVII, here, Hebraically, the first verse, superscription, Tefillah L'David, a prayer, Tefillah L'David, of David, of the loving, the well-beloved, Tefillah L'David. But what had he said previously? Here, Mizmor, here in Psalm 10, 14th verse, Hebraically. What did David say previously? Thou hast seen it. Thou, the eye, beholdest mischief and spite. Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, Hebraically the 14th verse, that reads, Aita ki ata amal vachas. Thou the eye hast seen, Raita, the eye has seen, Raita ki ata, seeing. For the eye has seen, Raita ki ata, for thou the eye, male, ki ata, amal wa ka'as, thou beholdest mischief and spite, for the eye beholdest trouble and vexation, for the eye beholdest mischief and spite. Aita ki ata amal wa ka'as. And here, Midrash note, that is Ha'elohim, true good, the true God, sees the wicked, the ratchet, contemn him, but he does nothing. This is to say, here, even from Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, Hebraically, Raita Kiata Amal Wa Ka'as, for thou beholdest mischief and strife, for thou beholdest trouble and vexation. That is to say, Ha'el, true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, sees the wicked, the ratchet, Harasha'im, the ratchet ones contemn him, but he does nothing. And fourthly, Moses directed Elotu, Tefilato, his prayer to Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. For he said, and I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Va'etapalal Eli Yehowa, va'homar Adonai Yehowi, al tashacheta amecha, and I praise to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Wa et palal Eliyahuwa, and said, Wa Omar, O Adonai, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Al Tashcheta Amecha, Al Tashchet Amecha, destroy not thy people, Al Tashchet Amecha. But what had he said previously? But what had he said previously? He said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, against Amekah? Here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And here from the KJV, King James Version, Shemot, Exodus 32, 11. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, that thou the eye hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Vayachal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo, vayomer lama Yehovah yechrapeka de'ameka asher hotzeita me'eretz Mitzrayim v'koach gadol u'aviyad achzaka. And Moshe besought he who be, who he be, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, and said, Yo, Jehovah, oh he who be, who he be, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Why yechal Moshe et apnei Yehovah Elohayo? Why Yomer Lama Yo Yechrapka De Ameka? Rav Yehuda Bar Rav Shimon, Rav Judah Bar Rav Simon Toy, but were not their very prayers chidings? Were not their very prayers chidings of him? Jeremiah said, I prayed to the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. I prayed to he who he be, to Jehovah. Wa eta palal, wa eta palel Eliyahu. Wa eta palel Eliyahu, I pray to Jehovah, and began by saying, according to the words of Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 12, verse 1, Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, Adik Atayahuwah. Ki'ari aleka, right wouldest thou be, O he who be, who he be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee I. Adik atah wa ki'ari aleka, or translated as righteous art thou, O Jehovah, Adik Atayahuwah, when I plead with thee, Ki Arib Eleka, or right wouldest thou be, O Jehovah, Adik Atah Yahuwah, were I to contend with thee, were I to contend with the I, Ki Ari Aleka, I who am here today and tomorrow in the grave, should I plead with thee, with the I, of what avail? Adik Ata Yahuwah, Ki Arib Leka, righteous art thou, O Jehovah, when I plead with thee, with the I, Adik Ata Yahuwah, Ki Arib Leka, right wouldest the I be, O Jehovah, were I to contend with thee. Nevertheless, Jeremiah went on to chide, saying, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Ach, mishpatim edaber rotak. Madua derek rishayim aleach. Madua derek rishayim alecha. Yet will I reason with thee. Ach, mishpatim edaber otak. Wherefore, why, madua, why, madua, dereka rishayim alecha, wherefore, why, doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the rishayim, the ratchet ones prosper, madua, dereka rishayim alecha, or translated as, yet make I talk with the eye of thy judgments. Ak mishpatim edaber rotak. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked, of the ratchet prosper? Madua derek rishayim alecha. Habakkuk began with a prayer of Habakkuk. Tefillah la Habakkuk. A prayer. Tefillah la Habakkuk. Of Habakkuk. A prayer of Habakkuk. Hear. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 1. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yo, Shema iti, Shim eka yareti. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Yahweh, Shema'iti, Shim Eka, Yareti. David began with a prayer of David in Psalm 17, verse 1. Tefillah le David. A prayer of David, Tefillah le David, le David, Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. But what did he say in Tefillato? What did he say in his prayer? Even here in Mizmor Yud Zayin, in Psalm 17, Hebraically verse 14, he said, deliver my soul from men that are thy hand, O Lord. Paladah nafshi mimatim yadika Yahuwah deliver my soul. Palatah, yeah. Palatah, nafshi, deliver. Palatah, palatah, nafshi, deliver. Nafshi, deliver her. Deliver nafshi, deliver my soul. Palatah, nafshi, from men that are thy hand, O Yahweh, Jehovah. Me Matim, Yadikai Yahuwah. And here, Midrash notes. A Midrash note right here. These words are applied to Nebuchadnezzar. Refer to the Midrash on Psalm 17, the 11th perek, the 11th section. Moses began with, I prayed to the Lord in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Wa eta palel Eliyahua, and I prayed to he who be we be, and I prayed to Jehovah. Wa'eta palel Eliyahuwah El Yahweh, I pray to Jehovah. But what did he say in Tefillato? In Tefillato, in his prayer, he said, destroy not thy people. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet Ameka, al tashchet Ameka, destroy not Ameka, the I people. And here, Midrash notes, he, Moshe, thus, like this, spoke of Ha'el, the true God of Ha'Elohim, as a destroyer, when Moshe said, Al tashchet ameka, destroy not, don't destroy thy people. Hence, here, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Adai, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, who chided Elohim, who chided God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish HaElohim. And here, Midrash notes, apparently, Ish, man, is here read as a form of the Hebraic Ush, meaning chide, to rebuke. Apparently right here, Ish HaElohim, Ish, man of Elohim, is here read as a form of Ush HaElohim, meaning to chide, to rebuke HaElohim, to rebuke the true good, the true God.
Been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up,
In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servant. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou, establish thou.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are stars, come to the land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are stars, come to the land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are stars, come to the land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey,
today's daily song, we have song.
Mazmur 89 በከንፍ ዘተና የእግዚአብሔር ሰው የሙሴ ጸሎት አቤቱ አንተ ለትውልድ ሁሉ መጠጊያ ሆንክልን ተራሮች ሳይወለዱ ምድርም ዓለምም ሳይሰሩ ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ አንተ ነህ ሰውን ወደ ሐሳር አትመልስ የሰው ልጆች ሆይ ተመለሱ ትላል ሻመት በፊት እንዳለፈች እንደ ትናንት ቀን እንደ ሌሊትም ትጋት ነውና ዘመኖች የተናቁ ይሆናሉ በማለዳም እንደ ሳር ያልፋል ማልዶ ያብባል ያልፋልም በሰርክም ጣውልጎና ድርቆ ይወድቃል እኛ በቁጣ ሐልቀናልና በመዓትህም ደንግጠናልና የተሰወረውን ኃጢአታችንን በፊትህ ብርሃን በደላችንንም በፊትህ አስቀመጥ ዘመናችን ሁሉ አልፏልና እኛም በመዓትህ ሐልቀናልና ዘመኖቻችንም እንደ ሸረሪት ድር ይሆናሉ የዘመኖቻችንም እድሜ 70 ዓመት ቢበረታም 80 ዓመት ነው ቢበዛ ግን ድካምና መከራ ነው ከኛ ቶሎ ያልፋልና እኛም እንገሰጣለንና የቁጣህን ጽናት ማን ያውቃል ከቁጣህ ግርማ የተነሳ አለው በልብ ጥበብን እንድንማር ቀኝህን እንዲህ አስታውቀን አቤቱ ተመለስ እስከ መቼስ ነው ስለ ባሪያዎችህም ተሟገት በማለዳ ምሕረትህን እንጠግባለን በዘመናችን ሁሉ ደስ ይለናል ሐሴትም እናደርጋለን መከራ ባሳየህን ዘመን ፈንታ ክፉም ባየንባቸው ዘመኖች ፈንታ ደስ ይለናል ባሪያዎችህንና ሥራህን እይ ልጆቻቸውንም ምራ የአምላካችን የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በላያችን ይሁን የእጆቻችንንም ሥራ በላያችን አቅና
Moshe Ish Ha Elohim Adonai Maon Ata Hayita Lanu Dor Wa Dor. Here picking up with Zade Mizmor Zade Psalm XC Psalm 90 beginning off book 4 of the Psalms Psalm 90 to Psalm 106 the Zade Mizmor Zade, the 90th song.
90th song.
90th song. Tefillah, Le Moshe, a prayer of Moses. Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the true God. Ish Ha Elohim. Ish Ha Elohim, a prayer of Moses, the man of the true good, the true God. Tefillah, Le Moshe, Ish Ha Elohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata, Hayita Lanu, Bidor Wador. Adonai, Adonai, thou, the I, has been I and I dwelling place in all generations. Adonai, Ma'on Ata, Hayita Lanu, Bidor Wador. Adonai, Ma'on, I has been I and I refuge, I and I shelter from the stormy blasts. The eternal good is a dwelling place. In Deuteronomy 33 and 27, we have this said, the Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the man of the true God, the man of the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. The Ish Ha Elohim, his prayer here, Tefillah Lemoshe Ish Ha Elohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu, Bidor Wador, Biterem Harim Yuladu, Yuladu, Wat Cholel, Eret Wi Tevel. U me olam ad olam ata el before the mountains were brought forth biterem harim yuladu before the mountains were brought forth were birthed biterem before harim the hars the mountains harim yulado before they were brought forth or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world watcholel eret tevel the earth and the inhabited portions the tevel the inhabited portions of this earthly plane watcholel eret tevel Ume Olam Ada Olam Ata El, from everlasting, from forever, from the eternal, Ume Olam, from the world without end, Ume Olam Ada Olam, to the world without end, Ume Olam Ad Olam Ata, speaking directly to he who be, we be, Ata, the I, male, Ata El, Ata El, the I is El, is Ha'el, is Ha'el, the I is the true good, the I is the true God, Ata El. Here we have the Aleph and the Beit verse of Mizmor Hufadeh, the prayer of the man of the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Ish of Ha'elohim. Adonai, his prayer, Adonai, Adonai, Ma'on, dwelling place, Ata, the I, male, Hayita, Hayita, the I has Haya, become, Hayita, Lanu, Lanu, for us, for I and I, Bidor, from generation, Wador, Bidor, Wador, Dor, Wador, 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 Bidor, Wador, from generation, in a generation, and a generation, literally, it's in a generation, Bidor, in a generation, Wa, and Dor, and a generation. Translators often say in all generations, but literally in a generation and a generation. El Ha'el has proved himself a dwelling place. Not in a spasmatic, you know, spasmodically, no. But in one generation, after another. The ancient mountains. Here we have Deuteronomy 33 and 15 in today's daily song, speaking about man's brevity. And El Elohim, Ha'el's eternity. One of the finest hymns, it is said in the English language. Isaac Watts, he has a composition, O God, our help in ages past. And this was inspired by this psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Inspired by this psalm, Isaac Watts, O God, our help in ages past. In sublime language, today's daily psalm, the 90th psalm, it dwells upon the transitory character of man's experience. But it's not in, as some would make believe, it's not in a pessimistic mood or pessimistic attitude. If life is seemingly, so to speak, brief, its moments are precious and must not be wasted in vain pursuits. The swift passing of his stay upon earth, upon the earthly plane, would render it seemingly meaningless and purposeless were it not that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Egeziah, the sustainer, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, is everlasting, always faithful, always sure. And in him, is humanity's abiding place. Adonai, Ma'on, Ata, Ata, the I. Adonai, Adonai, has been I and I, dwelling place, Hayita, you have become, Lanu, you have become for us a dwelling place. So the Mizmor, the psalm here, Mizmor Shadeh, is entitled Tefillah, prayer, Le Moshe, Tefillah Le Moshe, a prayer of Moses, and the similarity of its thought and language to Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 33, is noticeable. Take note. Among the modern commentators, one such as McLaren, has defended the traditional authorship in these terms. Quote, the characteristic Mosaic tone in regarding death, mot, mute, mot, as the wages of chatat, chatiat, sin, akri, falling short, missing the mark. The massive simplicity and the entire absence of dependence in today's daily psalm on other parts of the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, which separate this Mizmor from almost all the others of the fourth book. And this is the first psalm here as we begin the fourth book with the 90th psalm, Mizmor Shadeh. So this psalm is separated and distinguished from almost all the others of the fourth book, because there are five books within the Mezmor Dawid, the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter. This is strongly favorable to the correctness of the superscription. Tefillah Le Moshe, a prayer, a tefillah of Moses, a prayer, Hebraically speaking, of Moses. Further, the section of verses 7 to 12 is distinctly historical. First is the history. Are you truly and duly prepared? First is the history and then the divine mystery. So we have in verses 7 to 12 distinctly historical testimony, and is best understood as not referring to mankind or human beings in general, as many people are led to be naive, was talking about 70 years and 80 years, and people think like, whoa, they have an expiration date, so forth and so on, and they believe the lie of Diablos, the lie of Hasatan, sowing bad seed into their consciousness and their mind state. This verse, or these verses, this section 7 to 12, is distinctly historical and is best understood as referring not to mankind or humanity in general, but to Yisrael, to Israel. Israel in particular, verses 7 to 12, where it says, for we are consumed in thine anger, and by thy wrath are we hurried away. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sin, our secret chatiyat, our secret sins in the light, the illumination of thy countenance, of thy face. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath and thy rottenness. I bring our years to an end as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10, or even by reason of strength, 80 years. Yet is their pride but travail and vanity, for it is speedily gone, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger and thy wrath, thy wrath, according to the fear, according to the fear that is due the respect, according to the respect that is due to the eye. Now, so teach us, teach I and I to number I and I days, that we, that I and I, may get us a heart of chokmah, of wisdom, wise mind, and that understanding. The same thought in Moshe's exhortation that we have in Deuteronomy 32, verse 29. If they were wise, if they were wise, they would understand this. Not that. If they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern their latter end. So when we come to the portion of this, many people say, well, people are only appointed to live, and they make all these kind of pseudo latter-day counterfeit Christian theories about, well, people's age is 70 years, and maybe by strength is 80 years. In some places, even previously, this is recorded, some people barely lived to be 20 or 30 years. So they were 30 years old, they were old men or 40 years old. This is speaking about the children of Yisrael in the wilderness. This is historical. This is not a, you know, expiration date upon humanity. Like, this was stamped, like, you know, see, you buy a product or something, you look at it, and it says, oh, you best use before such and such. No, this is strictly speaking of the children of Yisrael. That's why we zoom in on this point, because often people will point to this and say, I'm getting old. Well, that's probably true. Hopefully wise. Like, if they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern the latter end, Deuteronomy 32, 29. So when it says the days of our years are 70, a score is 20 years. So 70 is 60, 20, 20, 20 plus 10, 70 and 10, or even by reason of strength, right? Like the whole country wears the strength, right, of strength. By reason of strength, 70 years. That means 20, 20, 20, 20, 40, and 40, 80 years. So whether it's 70 years or 80 years. I mean, I've heard ones and ones say, if somebody lives to be 82 or 83 or 84 or 90 years, they say, like they're living on somebody else's time as though, and they'll point to this in their ignorance. If they were wise, they would understand this. Yet is their pride, well, that's in the Bible, right? And that's what people believe, you know? And words and thoughts shape one's reality. So they actually bring it on themselves. Yet is their pride but travail and vanity. This is speaking of the children of Yisrael, you remember? When the 10 spies told the children of Israel lies, and they believed that, and they got disheartened and wanted to turn around and return to Egypt. And Moshe prayed for the intercession, because John said, stand aside, Moses, let me destroy them. I'll make a great nation out of the Hebrew Ethiopian nation. We'll see that relation of Moshe in the scripture, the Ethiopian Hebrew connection. And Moshe, he pleaded, right? Moses was a defense attorney, right, for the spies and the children of Israel that believe the lies. And because of that intercession and that advocacy,
we get the principle of the year for a day. Those 40 days spying out the land became 40 years. And this is the connection of the 70 years, or if by reason of strength, 80 years. We can see clearly from the scriptural testimony that Moshe was 120, and the scripture says that he didn't pass away because, you know, his eyes, his vision was poor, or he didn't have no strength or anything like that. Sometimes you just get tired of humanity. He didn't pass away because of sickness, in other words. He was 120. He was 120. And his brother Aaron was about 1. You know, he was up there as well. Just to point that out, right there. So let's understand this right here. That's why it says that for our days are passed away in thy wrath. We bring our years to an end as a tale, a tariq, a tale that is told. Rather, in the Hebrew, it's more of as a sigh, as a breath, which passes the lips so quickly and reveal a feeling of weariness. This is how the Hebrew really brings it out. You know, ki alinu shaneinu kamo hege. It brings out the sense almost like a sigh, like, oh, like that last, when people say to one's last breath, in that sense right there, as a sigh, which passes the lips so quickly, and it kind of reveals a feeling, a sentiment of weariness. For the 70 years, against, some say, the Mosaic authorship of the psalm, it is urged that both Moses and Aaron exceeded the age of 100. Both Moshe and Aaron, so ones will say, well, it can be written by Moses, because Moses and Aaron, they were well past 70 and 80 years old. Their ages were more than 100. Well, the answer to the objection, people try to base that and say, well, it can be, like it says, a tefillah le Moshe, a prayer of Moses. It must be written by someone else. And to counter that is this word, the prolonged lives of certain conspicuous persons, right, in that period do not warrant a conclusion. There's a faulty logic that ones go on when they come to that conclusion as to the average length of life. And the generation that fell Bamidbar in the wilderness can clearly not have lived beyond the psalmist's limit. When we look at and study the narrative, this is right and exact. The age of those that fell in the wilderness that John had brought out, he redeemed and brought them out. He brought them out of Egypt, but because of their lack of yea and amen, did not bring them in. And that generation did not exceed the limits of the 70 to 80 years. By reason of strength, 80 years. But the same word, man is born to trouble. And it says, man that's born of a woman is born to trouble. Ye must be born again, the vanity, wretchedness, and we fly away. Thus we get the theme of fly away, you know, flying away, you know, which is a kind of a, you know, from certain songs and music, churchical vibes in that sense. He, man, shall fly away as a dream. It's all a dream. Was it all a dream? Job 20:8. So let's just zoom in on that area right there, because that's one of the kind of major areas that many people point to, or they might try to make up certain pseudo-theologies on that. Well, you know, like, well, even the Bible says that you only have 70 or 80 years. That's your expiration date. So they're lying to you. Understand that this is historical. This is speaking and referring not generally to mankind, but to Yisrael, to the children of Israel, particularly that wilderness generation experience. And no period is so likely to have suggested such a strain of thought as that when the penalty of Hati'at, of Akri, their uckery, their sin, their forfeiture, their lack, they were caught lacking. He brought them out of Mitzrayim, right? He redeemed them, brought them out freely out of Mitzrayim, right? But did not bring them in because of their lack of emunah. So the penalty of that uckery, right, that uckery was laid upon Ha'am, laid upon the wilderness generation, John people of the wilderness generation, and they were condemned to find graves, to dig graves for themselves. Bamidbar, dig graves for yourself in the wilderness. So we should learn, right? We should learn. You know, any fool can learn from his own mistakes, but a wise man or woman learns from the mistakes of others. Bringing us right here to the Aleph Beit Gimel, just a kind of a basic intro. And for the Chaburim, we can get into a deeper study. Jah willing, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse here. Tashev, Tashev Eno Sha'adadaka Wa Tomera Shubu Bnei Adam. Shubu b'nei Adam. Tashev, return, Tashev. Here we have, thou turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return ye your children of men, ye your children of humanity. Here in the third verse of today's daily psalm, KJV brings it out as, thou turnest man to destruction, As we're looking in the New Testament sense, he's building us up now, but recognizing how we get here. Here, verse 3 says, thou turnest man to destruction. So in water chesara atamelesin. Now, here's interesting what we have in the Royal Amharic and as well as with the LXX. But first, from low degrees to high degrees, we have tashire no sha'adadaka, adaka, to daka, to constriction. Contrition, bring out the Hebrew, daka. Daka, right? On this interpretation, return means to me, the judge of the human spirit, Ha'el Elohim, the unchanging, is the refuge of changing, changeable, and erring man. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad, splashing, dashing, restless sea, you know, mixed up moods and attitudes. But Ha'el Elohim is the unchanging, being that refuge, that shelter from the storm. The Hebrew translation, Daka, or contrition, also has the significance of dust, of dust. Brings a new context to we say dusty the Negroes, right? Dusty lost sheep, right? The dust. Literally, daka is crumbled to powder. Daka, like something crumbling to powder. Ibn Ezra, he connects the verse with Genesis 3 and 19, where it says, dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. Genesis 3 and 19, the word for man here used is enosh or enosh. It denotes the human being in his frailty. In his frailty. More on that in Psalm 8, round about verse 4, verse 5. Accordingly, the verse, it contrasts the fate of man, which is to revert, to return to the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone, and another one bites the dust, to return to the dust, with Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's deathlessness. Now, this particular verse, we touched on this before previously, and just to kind of point this out to the Chabarim, just to get a basic foundation of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Now, when we look at the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic, we have a little interesting nuance with this third verse. As we begin off with Kut El Sos, according to Metz Av Kedus, it says, so in water chesara tamelesim. Yes, so did your choy. Tamelesu. Tamale. Now, the translator, KJV, translates, thou turnest man to destruction, say his return, ye children of men. But now we look at the LXX and the Metz Av Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. It brings out more the sense of you should not return man to humiliation. You should not return him to humiliation. Whereas you said, the I said, return. And the return in this sense is in the sense of the repentance or turning from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life. Temelesu, temelesu, yeso lichochoi, O children of men. Oh, children of humanity, oh, humanity, temelesu, telale, you have said to the children of humanity. So here we have a little interesting nuance here in the LXX, the Septuagint, reflecting, some say, the ancient, right, under and inner standing, the true standing, so in. So coming from that basic Hebrew degree in growing in grace, we come to this overstanding, so in, human being man, so in, what a chesar, atamelesim, not to, don't turn him, don't turn him, you should not return man, what a chesar, to humiliation. Whereas, like to say, on the other hand, what you have said, on the other hand, what you have said, yes, so lit your Troy, O children of humanity, here, we have that revelation, the visitation of Garmawi, Karmawi, Hada Selassie. Even that word he spoke to the nations is basically this word here. Yes, so lit your toy, O children of humanity, O humanity in that sense. Temelesu, return, turn, turn from the stray way to Yahweh, truth and life, telale, telale. The I, male, has said, speaking directly to he who be, who he 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 be.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is due to what? Help.
Fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A fiery stream, 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 a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld, even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. And concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season in time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the thing. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his tongue. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Till the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, and shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand until a time and time and the dividing of time. The judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end, unto the end, unto the end, unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom unto the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter in my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart.
You name Jagat and is terrible among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He then no like the name. When I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I,
Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually, ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, 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 from your heart.
Evil boy, everything takes
תהלים ספר רביעי מזמור צדה תפילה למשה איש האלוהים אדוני מעון אתה היית לנו בדור ודור בטרם הרים יולדו ותחולל ארץ ותבל ומעולם עד עולם אתה אל תשב אנוש עד דקה ותומר שובו בני אדם כי אלף שנים בעיניך כיום אתמול כי יעבור ואשמורה ולילה זרמתם שינה יהיו בבוקר כחציר יחלוף בבוקר יציץ וחלף לערב ימולל ויבש כי חלינו ואפיך ובחמתך נבהלנו שתה עוונותינו לנגדך עלומנו למאור פניך בכל ימינו פנו ועברתך חילינו שנינו כמועגת ימי שנותינו בהם 70 שנה ואם בגבורות 80 שנה ורוחבם עמל ואבן כי גז חיש ונעופה מי יודע עוז אבתך וכיראתך עברתך? למנות ימינו כן הודע ונביא לבב חוכמה. שובה אדוני עד מתי והנחם על עבדך. סבענו בבוקר חסדך ונרננה ונשמחה בכל ימינו. שמחנו כמות עיניתנו שנות ראינו רעה. יראה אל עבדיך פעוליך והדרך על ביניהם והיא נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו ומעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו ומעשה ידינו כוננהו
Yes. Shabbat Shalom. That last verse right there. Umaseh Yadenu. Konenehu. From the same root as ancient Semitic as Mekonen. The English is yay. The work of our hands. Establish thou the I it. Umaseh Yadenu. Konenehu Mekonen. Yes, I.
Rastafari. Son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Selassie,
Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
it
shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom,
send Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat
shalom,
send Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom.
You
see,
the English language,
see
the English language,
trying your mentality,
trying your mentality,
trying your mentality.
Sirach, Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe. Ish ha'elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Tefillah le Moshe. Ish ha'elohim. Hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai. First verse, Psalm 90, verse 1. Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, on the day that Moshe, that Moses died, he wrote 13 scrolls of the law. He wrote 13 scrolls of HaTorah, 12 scrolls for the 12 tribes, and one scroll that he set in Haaron, in the ark, in the Tabot, so that if men should seek to falsify anything within the scroll of the law, the scroll of HaTorah, they would not be able to falsify. On that day, he also blessed 11 tribes, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, where it reads, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed. Vizota habraka asher berak Moshe ish ha'elohim eta b'nei Yisrael lifnei moto. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, blessed the children of Israel, of Yisrael, before his death, with Zot HaBaraka Asher Barak Moshe Ish Ha'elohim Et B'nei Yisrael Lifnei Moto. And why, Lamaze, why did not Moses bless the tribe of Shimon of Simeon? His heart was set against it because he remembered what had happened at Shittim, where, as scripture tells I and I, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers chapter 25, verse 14, the man who was with the Midianitish woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites. Vishem Isha Yisrael Hamuke Eshara Huka Eta Hamida Yanin Zimri Ben Salu Nsi Vet Ava La Shimoni. Now, the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites, with Shem, Isha, Yisrael, Hamukeh, Asherah, Huka, Etaha, Midianim, Zimri, Ben Salu, Nesi, Beit, Abala, Shimoni. Rav Yehoshua of Siknin, Joshua of Siknin, said in the name of Rav Lewi, Rav Levi, nevertheless, Moses, Moshe, attached Shimon, Simeon, to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah. Nevertheless, Moses attached Simeon to the tribe of Judah. As is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua chapter 19, verse 9, where it reads, out of the allotment of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. Mei chevela b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon, ki haya cheleka b'nei Yehuda rav mehem. Vayayinachlu v'nei Shimona b'toka nachlatam. Out of the portion of the children of Yehuda was the inheritance of the children of Shimon, of Simeon. For the part of the children of Yehuda was too much, was too enough, rab, too enough for them. Therefore, the children of Shimon, of Simeon, had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. Mei chebel b'nei Yehuda nachlat b'nei Shimon ki haya chelek b'nei Yehuda rab mehem wayin nachlu b'nei Shimon b'toka nachlatam. A parable, a mashal, a misale, a parable of an ox whose actions became savage. What was done? A lion was tied up near his trough. And whenever the ox looked at the lion, the strength went out of him. Just so, Judah is the lion. Yehuda is the lion, as is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. Judah is a lion's whelp. Gor aye Yehuda. And Shimon, Simeon, is the ox. For his star was in the constellation of the ox. Reuben's star being in the constellation of the ram. Shimon, Simeon's star, must have been in the constellation of the ox. Rav Yudan taught, no judge was appointed out of the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon. Thus, of Shamgar, it is merely said, even in Judges chapter 3, verse 31, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anas. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enata. Vayakaeta pelishtim sheisha meota isha be'malmada habakar vayosha'a gamhu et Yisrael. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Enat, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Yisrael, and he also delivered Israel. Ve'achrayo haya Shamgar ben Enat, vayakaeta pelishtim sheisha meota isha be'malmada habakar. And here, a midrash note, Shamgar, said to have been a Simeonite, served less than a year, and ha-rabbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, accordingly, do Do not reckon him with the judges, with HaShofti. Nor was a king a Melech, nor was a Melech a king a Negus, nor was a king appointed out of the tribe of Shimeon, of Simeon, of Zimri. It is merely said, according to 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15, Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Bishnat Esrim Vashva'a Shana Le Asa Meleka Yehuda Malaka Zimriya Shivata Yamim Bitilzah Vihama Khanima Allah Gibbitona Shal La Pilshtim. And here, here the fuller verse in 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, of Yehuda, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, that belongeth to the Philistines, to the Philistines. Bi shenat esrim, wa sheba'a shana, le'asa meleka Yehuda malak, Zimriya shiva'at, yamin, b'tilza, w'ha'ama chonim, ala gibbeton, asha la'pilishti. And here, here, Midrash notes, the parallel in the Pesikta of Rav Kahana, 197b to 198a, it reads this: and because Moses, had not blessed Shimon, Simeon, no judge was appointed from him. But it is not, is it not written? Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Malak Zimri Shibata Yamin B'Tirzah. Is it not written? Zimri reigned. Malak Zimri. 7 days, Shibat Yamin, in Tirzah, B'Tirzah. Rav Yudan answered, 7 days of rain are nothing at all. 7 days of rain, of ruling, of rain, are nothing at all. Nothing at all. Moses composed 11 psalms, appropriate to 11 tribes. The psalm beginning, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Before the mountains were brought forth, thou turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return, ye, ye children of men. Psalm 90, verses 1 to 3. Tefillah l'Moshe, ish ha'Elohim, Adonai ma'on ata, hayita lanu, v'dor wador, V'terem harima yuladu, wata cholela eretza, v'tevel, uwa me olam ada olam, ata el, tashiv enosha ada daka, watomer, shubu b'nei adam. A prayer of Moses, the man of Elohim. Adonai, Adonai, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Adonai, ma'on, ata, hayita, lanu, b'dor wador. Before the mountains were brought forth, b'terem harima yuladu. Or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Wata cholel, eretza, w'tevel. Even from everlasting, from eternal to everlasting, thou art El. U me olam, ada olam, ata El. Thou turnest man to contrition, tashiv enosh ada daka, and sayest, watomer, return, shuvu, ye all children of men, ye all children of Adam, b'nei Adam, wa tomer shubu b'nei Adam. This is appropriate to the tribe of Reuben, of Reuben. Of that it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 6. Let make Reuben live and not die. Let Reuben live and not die. Yehi Reuven ve'al yamot. Let Reuben live. Yehi Reuven and not die. Ve'al yamot. Yehi Reuven ve'al yamot. Midrash note right here. In the Pesikta, it reads, this is for the tribe of Reuven, of Reuben, who were contrite, lifnei Elohim, who were contrite before the true good, the true God, who were contrite before Elohim. The psalm, the Mizmor, beginning with the words, O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 91, Hebraically, the first verse. Psalm 91, verse 1. Yoshev abeseter elyon betzel shadaya yitalonan. O thou, the eye that dwellest, that is seated in the covert of the Most High, Yosheba b'seter elyon, and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty Eye, b'tzel shaddai yitalonan. O thou that dwellest in the covert of Elyon, and abidest in the shadow of Shaddai. This is appropriate to the tribe of Lewi, tribe of Levi, that abode in the temple courts, in the shadow of Shaddai, in the shadow of the Almighty Eye. The psalm, the Mizmor, the psalm beginning for the Sabbath day, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises, Isis, to thy name. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 92, first verse. Mizmor, Shir Le Yom HaShabbat, a psalm, a chant, Mizmor Isis, Shir, a song, Le Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. Tov Lehodot LaYahuwah, Uwa LeZamer, Le Shimka Elyon. It is a good thing, a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks to He who be, who He be, to Jehovah, Tov lehodot laYahuwah, and to sing praises, Isis, uLezamer, to thy name, leShimka, O Most High, Elyon, Mizmor, Shir, leYom HaShabbat, Tov lehodot laYahuwah, uLezamer, leShimka, Elyon. This is appropriate to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, concerning whom Imo, his mother, said, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, this time will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called Shemo, his name, Judah, Yehuda. Therefore she called his name praise. Vatahar Oda Va teleda ben, va tomer hapa am odeh et Yehovah al kin karah shemo Yehuda, va ta moda mieledeta, and she conceived again and bore a son and said, this time hapa am will I praise He who be, who He be, will I praise Isaiah's Jehovah. Hapa'am odeh etiyo. Therefore, Al-Kin, she called Kar'ah, his name, Shemo, Yehuda, Judah. Therefore, she called his name praise. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda. The Mizmor, the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed in majesty. Holiness, idleness becometh thy house. Yahweh malaka geuta lavesh. Leviteka na'eva kodesh. He who be, we be, Jehovah reigneth. Yahweh malaka. He is clothed in majesty, Geuta Ladesh. Holiness, idleness becometh thy house, Le Beitika Na'iwa Kodesh. Yehoah Malak, Geut Ladesh, Le Beitika Na'iwa Kodesh. This is appropriate to the tribe of Benjamin, who dwelt in the shadow of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, who dwelt in the shadow of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Here, Midrash note, the temple, HaHekal, the temple was situated in Benjamin's portion. The temple, HaHekal, was situated in Binyam's portion. Also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 78, Perek 19, Psalm 78, section 19. The note here is that HaHekal, the temple, was situated in Benjamin's portion. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, the psalm beginning, Thou, God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. Psalm 94, verse 1, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet. El Nikamot, yo, El Nikamot, Hofiah. O he who be, who he be, Jehovah, thou, the I, El, true good, true God, source, power, El, to whom vengeance belongeth. El Nikamot, Yahweh, thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. El Nikamot, shine forth, Hofiah, Hofiah. Hofiah, El Nikamot, El Nikamot, Hofiah, Hofiah, Hofiah. This is appropriate. This is appropriate to the tribe of Gad. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. This here is appropriate to the tribe of Gad, of Gad, of God. Out of that was to rise Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah, ever mentioned for good. For he will destroy the foundations of the heathen, the foundations of the goyim, of the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. And here you hear a midrash note. So Padua, on the basis of parallel readings, the ET, the edited text has, quote, for he is the foundation of the world. The world. The Mizmor, the Isis, the psalm, the chant. The psalm beginning, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Mizmor Tzadai Hei. Psalm 95, here, first verse. O come, let us make I and I sing to Jehovah. Leko, neranna la Yahuwah. Leko, come, neranna. Make I and I sing, La Yahuwah, Leku, Ne'ranna, La Yahuwah. This is appropriate to the tribe of Issachar, that devoted itself to the song of Torah, the song of Torah, of Jah's directions, instructions, of the teaching of His Majesty. Rav, Yehoshua, Ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, thus far have I heard of the psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here on, reckon them out for yourself. Thus far have I heard of the psalms appropriate to the several tribes. From here on, reckon them out for yourself, for the I-self, for yourself.
Not mine, you know we are Israelites. Not mine, you know we are Israelites. Not mine, you know we are
you
words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went to all the different nations and became the dispersion of the diaspora. And the coming together now is very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. So as you know, the Old Testament says, with those who are grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the seed of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know him. Yeah.
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
When you say Rastafari and you say this out to the world, now you automatically have to order the way you eat. It aligns your meridian because you told the world so. So they might watch you now because you said so. You said Rastafari, so now your own woman will watch you and tell you, so now, how you deal with me, so I say Rastafari, I believe in you. And she have moral authority and grounds upon which to stand. So you go down the road and you mistreat your brethren. Your brethren say, but how you say Rastafari in the deal with me shortcoming this year? And if you're honorable and you're in the guilty, you stand up and you stand down. That's what you do. Stand up and stand down and say, my Lord, let me try and fix this now, my Lord, my son. I don't want it to go so. These are the things. We have a word we do that. Rastafari. When you say this name, your diet become aligned. Actuality, the treatment of a woman, the treatment of a child, the treatment of a plant, the treatment of an animal. Because you said it to the world. So now the world will look upon you for demonstrate why you have chosen to say this. It's not that they are judgmental of you. It's not that they are saying, oh, we're going to watch them for see them rest of man, they not live up. It's not that. You said it. Someone can come take it up far. Come choose it far. If it's not something of benefit and beneficial. So this is what we know. We have it. We have it as a strong thing. I work within hand, in mouth, in liberty. I can even show you how social, economic, and trickle-down economics involve. Because you say Rastafari, that's a t-shirt. You say Rastafari, that's a hat. You say Rastafari, that's a ital. You say Rastafari, that's an album. You say Rastafari, that's a pair of shoes. Who will market economy run off of them thing ya? They say hip hop, and that's an intrinsic cultural sound and not a music. So you see what happened? Everything tangled together and tied together. This is why the man them have always tried to ride inside the Quran and pervert them in their straight places, create schisms from within to break us apart. But you know, we betray the youth, them we stand up and put themselves frontally in danger. We stand up and say the right thing. And for do the right thing, because them is father and brother in people's neighborhood. They have to be worthy to be called a protector and a father. They have to be worthy of that. So how come you stand up there today and let them do that to me? This is what the question she may have. And rightfully. So this is the only reason man I stand forth to talk. Don't try to set up man out here, you know. Because we are watching too, you know. I try to set up the youth, them, you know. I try to set up the singers, them, and say them is this and them is that. Yeah? The youth, them, I try to step forward to say what is the right, because the political leader and the head of state, the legislative body will not say so. And the people can't find. And the people are running around like Ichabod Crane, with them heads cut off. And you kill the head and the body die. So this is why they have to take away a headpiece. One by his attributes, by his merit in a meritocracy and a theocracy simultaneously.
Out in the street,
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty I, Haile Selassie I, the first of Ethiopia. Honor and well wishes and favor.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people, here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi.
The whom praise is due for
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Rav Eliezer taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra, none of the prophets, as they uttered their prophecies, knew what they were prophesizing, except Moshe, except Moses, and Yeshayahu, Esaias, and Isaiah, who did know. Thus, like this, Moshe said, Ya'erofa kamatar likhi, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. Ya'erof kamatar likhi, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32:1. And Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah said, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me shall be for signs and wonders in Israel. In Israel. In Israel. In Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Hine anoki, we hayeladim asher natana li Yehova, leototo ua le moftima be Israel. Me aima Yehova, sebaota, hashokain, be har Sion. For the verse, Behold, I and the children whom Jehovah, whom he who be we be, have given me, are for signs and wonders in Israel and Israel, from Yahweh Sabaoth, from Jehovah of hosts of armies, who dwelleth in Mount Zion. Hine anoki, we hayladi, asher natan li Yahweh, le otot, ua le moftim, be Israel, behold, I, Hine anoki, and the children with hayladim, whom Jehovah hath given me, asher natan li Yehovah, shall be for signs leotot, and for wonders ule moftim in Israel, be Israel. Rav Yehoshua HaKohen bar Nehemiah, Rav Joshua, the priest, bar Nehemiah, maintained that Elihu also prophesied and knew he was prophesizing. For he said, even in Job, in Job 33:3, My lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Yosha libi emarai, with the atas fatai barur mielelu. Fuller verse right here, Job 33:3, My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Yosher libi emarai, with the ata sefatai barur milelu. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart. Yosher libi emarai, marai, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly, with the ata sefatai barur milelu. Rav Eliezer taught in the name of Rav Hosea ben Zimra, Shmuel, Samuel, the master of Ha Nabiim, of the prophets, as he uttered his prophecy, did not know he was prophesying, as is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 11, where it reads, "And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel." And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel. Shemuel, Samuel, did not say, "The Lord sent me," but "The Lord, Jehovah, sent Shemuel," for he did not know that he was prophesying. Rav Lewi, Levi, taught the name of Rav Chanina. The 11 psalms that Moses composed are set down in the books of Hanavim, of the prophets. And why were they not included in the books of the law, in the books of HaTorah? Because the latter are the words of Torah, and the former are words of prophecy. Another reading of a prayer of Moses, a man of the God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish HaElohim. If man, how Elohim, how HaElohim, how God. If HaElohim, if the God, if Elohim, how man, how Ish. When Moses stood before Pharaoh, Lifnei Paro, he was as Elohim. He was as God. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, "See, I have set thee in God's stead," to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Rei anetatika Elohim le Faro, we Aharona achika. Here the fuller verse from Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. "And Jehovah said to Moses, See, I have made thee a God, I have made thee God Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet." Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Rei natika Elohim le Faro, we Aharon achika. But when Moses fled from before Lifnei Paro, from before Pharaoh, he was a man, he was a Ish. Another comment, when Moshe was cast into the river, he was a man, a Ish. But when the water turned to blood, he was as Elohim, he was as God. And other comment, when Moses went up on high, he was a man, Ish. In the presence of Elohim, how bright is a candle? How bright is even a torch? In the presence, in the face, in the perception of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God. And here, Midrash note, so reads the PE, the print edition, the ET, the edited text, it reads, "How bright is a candle in the presence of a torch? How bright a torch in the presence of Moses, of Moshe." When a mortal goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, who is pure fire, and whose ministers as are fire, and Moshe did go up to him, he is a man, a Ish. But after he comes down, he is called Elohim. He is called God. Or, when Moshe went up on high, where they neither eat nor drink, and he also did neither eat nor drink, he was called Elohim. He was called God. But when Moses came down and did eat and drink, he was a man. He was a Ish. Rav Abin said, from his middle and above, Moshe was called Elohim. Moshe was called God. And from his middle and below, he was a man. He was a Ish. Rav Eleazar said Moshe was Elohim's Seneskal. For Elohim said of him, according to Bamidbar, according to Numbers, Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, my servant Moses is not so. He is trusted in all my house. Lokin Abdi Moshe Bekol Beiti Neman Hu. My servant Moses, is not so, who faithful in all mine house. Lokin Abdi Moshe Bekol Beiti Neman Hu. Here, Midrash, note, what is a Seneskal? Seneskal. Seneskal here, the Midrash, note, literally a magister palati. A magister palati or palatai. And here, further definition of a Seneskal or a Seneschal. A Seneschal. Historically, it's the steward or the major domo of a medieval great house. Historically speaking, a Seneschal is a governor or other administrative or judicial officer. So when Rav Eliezer said that Moshe was Elohim's seneschal, was Elohim's steward, Elohim's major domo, Elohim's governor or administrative or judicial officer, for Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, said of him in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7, my servant Moshe, Moses, is not so. He is trusted. He is faithful in all my house. Lochein Abdi Moshe, Bekol Beiti Neeman Hu. Or the man of God, the Ish Ha Elohim. The Ish Ha Elohim, the man of God, means, quote, the man who is a judge, end quote. Ish Ha Elohim, the man of the true good, the true God of Ha Elohim, means the man who is a judge. For it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33 and 21, he executed the righteousness of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. And Moshe used to say, let the Lord take its course. May HaTorah take its course. And here, Midrash note, let the law take its course, or literally, let the law, may HaTorah, cut through the mountain. Moshe used to say, may HaTorah take its course, or may HaTorah, may the law, cut through the mountain. This phrase is somewhat reminiscent of the Latin, fia justitia rua coelum. Fiata justitia ruata coelum. May HaTorah, may the law cut through the mountain. And another reading, the man against Elohim. Ish HaElohim, the man against HaElohim. That is, Moses cast doubt on the adequacy of the measure of justice. For he said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 30, but if the Lord create a creature, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up, as much as to say, quote, if in the 6 days of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did already create a mouth for the earth, it is well. But if HaElohim, the true good, the true God, did not create it, Then let him create a mouth for the earth now, on account of Korach, on account of Korah and his company. And other comment, man of God, man of Elohim, Ish HaElohim, means that Moshe tipped the balance from the measure of justice toward the measure of mercy when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, declared, according to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 12, I will smite them with the pestilence and destroy them. Moshe said, pardon, I pray the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of thy loving kindness. In Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 19. Directly after this verse, it is written, even in Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, I have pardoned according to thy word. Another comment, Rav Yehuda bar Rava Shimon, Rav Judah bar Rav Simon taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, why was Moses called the spouse of God? because he was like a husband who, if he wishes to void the vow of ishto or seto of his wife, voids it. And if he wishes to let it stand, lets it stand, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 30, verse 14. Her husband may let it stand, or her husband may make it void. For if one deer repeat his words, Moshe commanded HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, rise up, O Jehovah, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, and return, O Jehovah, according to Numbers chapter 10, verse 36. Uma Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. Shuba Yahuwah, return, O Jehovah. Another comment, consider the words, Tefillah Limoshe, Ish HaElohim. Consider the words, Tefillah Limoshe, a prayer of Moses. In the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Devarim and Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 18 and verse 20, where it says, and I fell down, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and I prayed. Rab Berakiah and Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, Moses, Moshe, left no corner in heaven in that he did not pray. For it is said, and I fell down before the Lord. Wa'eta napala lifnei Yahuwah, and I fell down before Jehovah. Wa'eta napala lifnei Yahuwah. And here a midrash note. In this verse, fell down. Wa'eta napal, fell down, is expressed not by the usual simple form of the verb, but by the reflexive one that the commentator here takes to mean, I fell down repeatedly. Wa'eta napal. Repeatedly in the several corners of Shemaim, the several corners of the heavens. You find that many prophets and many righteous men prayed, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He. Yet Moses is the only one who, at prayer, is described by Scripture as Ish HaElohim, as a man of Elohim, of the Elohim, Ish HaElohim. And why so? Because the actions of Moses, of Moshe, differed from the actions of all other mortals. How? An ordinary man will stand still and pray for 1 or 2 hours, and if he be an exceedingly righteous man, for a whole day. Moses, Moshe, however, prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to the ministering angels, the ministering angels, I liken Moses, Moshe, to you, as is said even in Psalm 103, verse 20, Hebraically, bless the Lord, O angels of His, O mighty in strength, hearkening to the voice of His word. Barku Yahuwah Malakayo, Gibore Koach Ose Debaro, Lishmoa Bekola Debaro. Bless y'all, he who be who he be. Barku Yahuwah, ye y'all angels, messengers of His, Malakayo. Gibore Koach, ye y'all mighty in strength, Gibore Koach, that fulfill His word, Olse Debaro, that do His word, Olse Debaro, Lishmoa Bekol Debaro, hearkening, Lishmoa, hearkening, hearing, Lishmoa Bekol, by way of the voice, to the voice, Bekol Debaro, of His word. Here, the phrase, mighty in strength, Giborei Koach, refers to Moshe, to Moses, who brought light to the darkness of Yisrael, and who made known the words, the Debarim, HaDebarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, to Yisrael. Hence, here it is said, a prayer of Moses, of Moshe, the man of God, the man of the God, the true good, the true God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish HaElohim. And here, Midrash notes, whose voice, mighty in strength, Giborei Koach, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons, the children of Yisrael could hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children?
Tefillah leMoshe, Ish HaElohim, a prayer of Moses, the man of the God, of the God, of the God. Tefillah leMoshe, Ish HaElohim, a prayer of Moses, the man of the God, the man of the God. A parable, a mashal, of three men who came to ask a boon, to ask a good thing, a boon. Some say to receive amnesty from HaMelech, from the king, from the Negus, even Negus Neges. The first man came and honored HaMelech, honored the Negus, even Negus Neges. And when HaMelech, when the Negus, the king, asked him, what seekest thou? He answered, because I rebelled, I ask that thou grant an amnesty to me. And HaMelech and the king, the Negus, granted it to him. When the second man came, HaMelech, the Negus, even Negus Neges, granted it to him also. When the third man came, and HaMelech and the king, the Negus, asked him also, what seekest thou? He answered, I seek nothing. I seek nothing. No thing at all for myself. But there is a certain city about to be destroyed, and since the city is thine, command that it be left standing. Whereupon Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus and Negus, said to the man, let make that city be as a great crown for thee, for the eye. Just so when David came to pray, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked, what seekest thou? David replied, I ask that thou hear my prayer, as is said even in Psalm 17, Hebraically, the first verse. A prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend to my cry, give ear to my prayer. Mizmor Yod Zayin, Tefillah Lit David, Shimaah Yahuwah, Tzedek HaKeshavah Rinati. A prayer of David, Tefillah Lit David, hear the right, O Jehovah, Shimaah Yahuwah, Tzedek. Attend to my cry, Hakshava Rinati, Hazina Tifilati, give ear to my prayer, broaden the ear, Hazina, Hazina, broaden thy ear, Tifilati, to my prayer, Tifilah le David, Shimaah Yahuwah Tzedek, Hakshava Rinati, Hazina Tifilati. When Habakkuk came to Elohim, the true good, the true God, Elohim asked him, what seekest thou? Habakkuk replied, what I spoke before thee was spoken unwittingly. For having foreseen that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would be cast into the fiery furnace and be saved. But having foreseen also that Hananiah ben Teradion and his companions would be burnt for HaTorah, for the Lord's sake, and not be saved, forthwith Habakkuk raised the cry, saying, Ribon Hashel HaOlamim, Master of the worlds, these are righteous. And those are righteous. These are pure. And those are pure. These are holy. And those are holy. Yet, these are saved. And those are not saved. Hear, hear, hear. Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 4. Therefore, the law is slacked, because justice doth not go forth plainly. Alkin, tafuk Torah, with lo yetzei ala netzach mishpata ki rasha. Hear the fuller verse, Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked, the ratchet doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Alkin, tafuk Torah, with lo yetzei ala netzach mishpat. Ki rasha makatir reta hasadika alke yotze mishpata meukal. Ha Elohim replied, because the wicked, the ratchet, crowneth the righteous, therefore justice goeth forth deceitfully. So here, Habakkuk said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I spoke before thee was spoken unwittingly, when Habakkuk said, Alkin, Tafuk Torah, Wullo Yetzei LaNetzach Mishpat. He said, therefore, the law is slack, Tafuk Torah, because justice doth not go forth plainly, Wullo Yetzei LaNetzach Mishpat. And Elohim, replied, Ki rasha makatir reta hatzadika, alkin yotzei mishpata meukal. Elohim replied, because the wicked, the ratchet, crowneth the righteous, therefore justice goeth forth deviously. Consider Nebuchadnezzar, uncircumcised and unclean, and Daniel, holy, Isla, and pure, yet Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar will put fresh garments on a righteous man. As is said even in 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 29, and he changed his prison garments and will also put purple garments on Daniel, Pharaoh, uncircumcised and unclean, and Yosef, Joseph, holy, Isla, and pure. Yet, Pharaoh made Yosef, Joseph, ruler, arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. Ahasuerus, Xerxes, uncircumcised and unclean, and Mordecai, holy, Isla, and pure. Yet, Ahasuerus, yet Xerxes, will make Mordecai a ruler, will array him in royal apparel, and place a crown up on Rosho, his ras, his head. As is said even in Esther chapter 8, verse 15, and Mordecai went forth from the presence of the king in royal apparel. And so, Habakkuk, second part of Habakkuk chapter 1, second part of verse 4, Ki Rasha Makatir Etahas Adik Alkin Yetze Mishpata Me'ukal, because the wicked, the ratchet, crowneth the righteous. Ki Rasha Makatir Etahas Adik. Therefore justice goeth forth deviously. Alkin Yetzeya Mishpata Me'ukal. There up on Hael, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, revealed himself to Habakkuk and said, wilt thou raise a cry against I? Is it not written, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity? Is it not written, El Emunah with Ein Awel? And El Emuna, the faithful El, El Emuna, we'en Awel, a faithful God, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. El Emuna, we'en Awel. And here, Midrash notes, beginning with the Midrash notes on Hananiah ben Teradion, who was Hananiah, he was one of the martyrs during the persecution in the reign of Emperor Hadrian. And the next Midrash notes concerning Nebuchadnezzar putting fresh garments on a righteous man. Now, in the ET, the edited text, it reads, on Zedekiah, who was wicked, ratchet. But this makes no sense. The king, HaMelech, whose prison garments were changed, was actually Joachim. Indeed, according to Ginsburg's Legends 6, section 384, proposes that the reading here be Joachim. But the translator here prefers Professor Saul Lieberman's suggestion amending Zedekiah to Tzadik, righteous man. Since it was evil Merodach, and not Nebuchadnezzar, who actually released Joachim. The statement can be corrected only if Nebuchadnezzar is understood here as the generic name for the kings of Babylon. In other words, quote, a future king of Babylon after Nebuchadnezzar. This, however, some say, is somewhat forced interpretation, since most MSS's manuscripts and printed editions omit the sentence. It may well be a gloss, wrongfully some say incorporated in the text. And indirect proof is furnished by the following parallels of Paro, Pharaoh, and Joseph, Ahasuerus, Xerxes, and Mordecai, one act only to each peer. And here for the Midrash note concerning Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, El Emuna, a true good, a true God of faithfulness, with Ein Avel, and without Avel, without iniquity, even as the righteous are rewarded in the Olam Haba, the world to come, for the least commandment that they perform, so are the wicked, the wretched, rewarded in this world for the least commandment that they perform. Al-Kain, therefore, when Ha-Elohim revealed himself to Habakkuk, and said, wilt thou raise a cry against I? Is it not written, El Emuna, with Ein Avel, and El, true good, true God of faithfulness and without iniquity? It was at this moment that Habakkuk began to say, I spoke unwittingly, as is said, even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, upon words spoken unwittingly. And here in the KJV, the translation reads, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionot, Tefillah la Habakkuk ha Nabi ala Shigionot, which can be translated as words spoken unwittingly, upon words spoken unwittingly. But when Moses came, and Ha-Elohim, the true God, asked him, what seekest thou, the eye? He replied, I seek nothing for myself, only for Yisrael, only for Israel. Ha-Elohim said to him, Make this be a great crown for thee, for the eye. A prayer of Moses, of Moshe, the man of the God, the man of the true good, the true God. Tefillah le-Moshe ish ha-Elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of the God. Tefillah le-Moshe ish ha-Elohim. Scripture need have said no more than a prayer of Moses, no more than Tefillah le-Moshe. Why then ish ha-Elohim? Why then man, the man of the God, ish ha-Elohim? A parable, a mashal of a king who became angry at Beno, his son, and sought to kill him. But when his friend said to him, I pray, pardon him and do not kill him, Hamelech, the king, even the Nagus, halted and did not kill Beno, his son. The next day, Hamelech, the king, said, had I slain Beni, my son, I would have harmed myself. Therefore, may my friend who prayed mercy for Beni, for my son, be remembered for good. Hereafter, I shall make him father of kings. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14, let me alone, that I may destroy them. Moses prayed to HaElohim, according to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 11, verse 15, if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill me, I pray thee. And after this verse, Scripture says, even in Numbers chapter 14, verse 20, I have pardoned according to thy word. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said of Moshe, had I destroyed Israel, I would have harmed myself. And therefore I am grateful to Moses, who besought mercy for them. As is said even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 11, and Moshe, besought Jehovah, his God, his Elohim. I shall therefore confer greatness upon Moses. I shall name him father of prophets, father of angels, father of those who pray. Hence, hear a prayer of Moses, the man of God, the man of the true good, the true God. Tefillah le-Moshe ish ha-Elohim. A prayer of Moses, the man of Ha'Elohim, Tefillah Lemoshe Ish Ha'Elohim, as Israel, as Israel was going forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. Moses stood still and prayed, saying, according to the words of Shemot, according to words of Exodus chapter 33, verse 13, I do not know the way, as it said, show me, show I now thy way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee, in the way. Moses said to Ha'Elohim, even if thou shouldest send many, enough angels, according to Shemot, Exodus 33 and 15, if thy presence, thy perception, thy face go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, behold, I shall obey thy charge, as is said even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, my presence, my face shall go with thee, the eye, and I will give thee, the eye, rest.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Chabarim.